We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Health Information and Quality Authority has notified Gardaí about its concerns on the shortcomings in care identified at two nursing homes, which featured in an RT Investigates programme earlier this month. HICWA executives are due before the Oireachtas Committee on Health this morning. In their opening statement, they say the providers of the two nursing homes were issued with an official warning of cancellation of registration should they fail to implement significant improvements in the centres. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Last night, HICWA published an interim report into two nursing homes which featured in an RT Investigates programme. It revealed one of the residences, First Care Benevon Manor in Glasnevin, had almost 200 notifications of allegations of abuse of residents since January 2022. There were 40 notifications of allegations of abuse at the residence, Portlaoise, since December 2023. The interim report noted that a high number of notifications does not necessarily indicate a non-compliant service, adding notifications include a wide range of incidents from the tone that someone has spoken to through to more significant suspicions or allegations. In an opening statement to today's Oireachtas Health Committee, HICWA says its chief inspector is addressing these fundamental issues directly with the nursing homes and its parent company, Emmis Ireland. It also says, we have notified the Gardaí about our concerns on the care deficits. The Oireachtas Health Committee begins its deliberations at 9:30 this morning.
The war between Israel and Iran has entered a sixth day. Israel said more than 50 of its fighter jets carried out bombing raids on areas of the Iranian capital Tehran. It said its military had struck an Iranian centrifuge production facility, a key factor in the enrichment of uranium, as well as multiple sites involved in the making of weapons. Iran said it had launched a swarm of drones as well as hypersonic missiles into Israeli territory. The US President Donald Trump has consulted senior officials to decide on whether or not the US should enter the conflict and support Israel. The Climate Change Advisory Council is recommending that the government provides an additional €10,000 in grants to low-income households for the purchase of electric vehicles, particularly in areas where limited access to public transport is involved. It is also calling for scrappage schemes and other transport-related incentives to help accelerate the switch to battery electric vehicles and decarbonise private transport. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
The Climate Change Advisory Council wants urgent government intervention to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from transport. 773,000 primary and post-primary pupils have no access to the school transport scheme. 50% of students travel to their place of education by car, and almost one in five car journeys nationwide are for the purpose of education. The council strongly supports expanding eligibility for the heavily subsidised school bus scheme, as well as greater integration of school transport and public transport services. It also wants increased supports for purchasing cheaper electric vehicles, including second-hand EVs. And it is urging the government to provide grants of up to €10,000 for lower-income households to buy fully electric vehicles costing less than €35,000.
EuroMillions players should check their tickets after it was revealed that last night's €250 million jackpot was sold in Ireland. Details of the winner are not yet known, except that the ticket was bought in a shop and not online. Kate Carlin reports.
The National Lottery is advising EuroMillions players to check their tickets carefully this morning, and if they are the winner of the jackpot, to sign the back of it and keep it somewhere safe. Little is known about where or when the ticket was bought. It may have been purchased by a syndicate or a single player. But one thing is clear, the winning ticket was sold in Ireland and the €250 million will not be shared with players in other countries. It's the highest possible amount that can be won on the EuroMillions, which is capped at €250 million and eclipses the €175 million win that was sold here in 2019. The National Lottery says it's ready to guide the winner or winners through the process once they're ready to come forward. The winning numbers are 13, 22, 23, 44 and 49. The lucky stars are 3 and 5.
A member of the Irish rap trio Kneecap is due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court in London this morning. Last month, British police confirmed that Liam O'Gohany, whose stage name is Mahara, was charged with a terrorism offence. Mr. O'Hony has denied the charges. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
It was at a gig last November at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town, North London, where NECAP member Liam O'Gohany, also known by his stage name Mahara, is alleged to have displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah. London's Metropolitan Police was made aware of an online video from the event last April. An investigation was then carried out by the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command. The 27-year-old was charged last month with displaying a flag in such a way or in such circumstances as to arouse reasonable suspicion that he is a supporter of a proscribed organisation. Liam O'Gohany has denied the allegations, describing them as political. He is due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court later today. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Today will be generally dry with warm sunshine and light breezes. Highest temperatures will range from 20 to 24 degrees. However, it will be cloudier with drizzle or light rain across the more northern and northwestern parts of the country, where highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees.